Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I mentioned that Harvard University is one of the university's class closing in-person classes. And Harvard told its students not to return from spring break, to move out. Well, here's a list of classes. This is going to be shocking class. Absolutely shocking. But here's a list of colleges and universities that have announced in-person class cancellation for the duration of 1 or more weeks. Here we go. Adelphi University, American University, Amherst College, Arcadia University, Belmont University, Bellevue College, Bloomberg University, Bucknell University. By the way, in this list, there are two universities that I attended and graduated from. Bucknell University, Bowling Green State University, Berea College, Bowie State University, Barnard College, Coppin State University, Columbia University, Cornell University, Case Western Reserve University. By the way, some of these are Ivy League schools. Cascadia College, Duke University, Frostburg State University, Fordham University, Grinnell College, Indiana University, John Carroll University, Kent State University, Middlebury College, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, also known as MIT, Midland University, Monmouth University, Manhattan College, Molloy College, Morgan State University, Miami University, New York University, New Jersey Institute of Technology, New York Institute of Technology, Otterburn University, Ohio University, Ohio State University, Palo Alto University, Purdue University, Princeton University, Pacific Lutheran University, Rowan University, Rutgers University, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, Sarah Lawrence College, Seattle University, Stony Brook University, San Francisco State University, San Jose State University, Stanford University, Salisbury University, Smith College, Seton Hall University, Stevens Institute of Technology, Skidmore College, Syracuse University, University of Akron, University of Baltimore, University of Cincinnati, University of New Haven, University of Toledo, University of California, Berkeley, University of California, Los Angeles, University of California, Santa Barbara, University of California, Santa Cruz, University of Maryland, Baltimore County, University of Maryland, College Park, University of Maryland, Eastern Shore, University of Washington, University of Wisconsin at Milwaukee, Vanderbilt University, and Westchester University. Gwyneth, is that stunning?
That's amazing. I just would like to say they wouldn't be doing that for a common cold. not only that, okay. I believe, okay, once again, this is just my hypothesis. Okay, this is just my Holmesian deduction here. So of me trying to figure this out. I believe that the Black Ops community knows exactly what this is, but I believe that I'm right. I believe that they know that I'm right. And I know that there's a certain portion of that community that listens to this broadcast, and I challenge them to call in, or I ask them, rather, to call in if they would like to verify or otherwise what I've been saying, because there's more to this illness than what they are saying publicly, okay? And I believe that I have hit the nail on the head of why this illness is so terrifying is not because of the immediate kill rate. It's because of what happens afterwards, and that there is nowhere to run from it, and that there is nowhere to hide from it. I should emphasize this disease is not HIV, okay? So I don't want anyone out there online or anyone else saying that, oh, Gwyneth Isaac says that this is a kind of HIV. I didn't say that. I said it shares 20% of its genome with the AIDS virus, with the HIV virus, which has been scientifically verified over and over again. Okay, it's had papers published in the Lancet saying so much, which is an elite medical journal. So that's my source there. And all I'm doing is putting two and two together and coming up with four. And the four that I'm coming up with is a disease that behaves like the AIDS virus because it shares 20% of the HIV genome, but is highly contagious, that you can catch it from a door handle. You can catch it from breathing the same air. You can catch it from sneeze droplets, you know. All of the above were initially denied, incidentally, when the information of this virus first came out. They said, oh, no, you can't catch it from breathing the same air. You can't catch it from surfaces and blah, 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 blah. And it was all Bravo Sierra, the whole lot. And I believe that the level four community, that community of people that works in level four labs, they all know exactly what this is, and that's why they're all busy at the moment staining their pants brown, because this is the nightmare scenario. This is actually even worse than what you see in Survivors. Because in the miniseries, or in the TV series Survivors, it was all over within, you know, the main effect of, you know, the disease burning its way through the population. From what I gather, it was all over within a month or two. But this thing is going to be hanging around for years. This thing is going to be the new normal. And I believe that eventually, no matter how careful people are, that eventually everybody in the planet will be exposed to it, and that between 10 and 20% of the population will be completely and utterly immune to it. And they will be the ones who survive, and the rest of the population will not. Even those people who now are saying, oh, yes, we've got AZT, we're fine, you know, because AZT, incidentally, can apparently cure the COVID-19 infection. And, you know, that's interesting in and of itself. That's the main antiviral that's used to treat HIV for people who don't know out there in the class. But, you know, this is something where, AZT will cure the coronavirus, but that's probably true. As long as the medical system and the pharmaceutical industry that manufactures AZT is still functioning. And you might think that you're okay because you've got AZT. Have you got enough AZT to last you for the next 50 to 70 years? You know? Because if you haven't, at some time the AZT is going to run out and the disease is going to continue its progression and you're going to die. I'm not talking about you specifically, Vincent Nelly. I'm talking about the person who thinks that they're okay because they've got a stockpile of AZT. Okay, does that make sense?
It absolutely does. No question about it. Gwyneth, let me share this with what we do here at USA Prepares is connect dots. And I've been waking up in the middle of the night and looking at things. So for several nights, I've been getting up and I've been looking at big box stores. They are out of powdered milk. Why is that? You can't get it if you want it. Powdered milk. Try it. Go to Sam's Club, and see if you can get, you know, a reasonably priced powdered milk. I don't think you can. Here's something else. So Mountain House. Mountain House is the company that provides freeze-dried long-term storage foods. I'm at their website right now, mountainhouse.com. They're sold out of everything. Everything. They provide it to the government. They provide it to the military. Those guys are willing to spend, you know, whatever it takes to get it. They don't care about what it costs because we're paying for it through inflation and taxes. But we can't get it because it's not available. I'm not kidding. Go to mountainhouse.com, class. See for yourself. Sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out. Doesn't matter whether it's an item that is $48.99 or $1,834.99. It's sold out. What does that tell you? How is it possible that the largest freeze-dried food company in the country is sold out of everything? How is it possible? It's possible because this is really serious. So let me give you my recommendation. I've done it once, but let me do it very, very quickly. Go to the store if you believe what we're saying. If you don't believe what we're saying, don't do anything. But if you believe what we're saying is true, and do your own research, and don't blame us if it turns out that we've had a few missteps. But we don't believe we're making missteps at all. Cans of beans. You know, those 14.5 ounce, you know, typical 15 ounce size. The kind that you open with a can opener, those. If you eat a can of beans and a can of baked beans, a can of green beans, and a can of corn for each meal, one can for breakfast, one can for lunch, one can for dinner, that's 3 cans a day. If there are 4 people in your house, that's a case a day. 4 people times 3 meals. That's 12. It's a case of 12 cans a day. It's 7 cases a week. Think about that. Whatever you think is plenty is a drop in the bucket. Do the arithmetic for yourself. And get on the stick, please. So that we'll see you at the end of this dark experience that we're all going to go through. This isn't going to be fun for anybody. You know, except maybe those guys who are watching from up high, you know, the wealthy. They're watching us all suffer. But believe it, when this is over, Lucille's coming out. There's going to be a whole bunch of Lucilles. And they're going to be blood red. Because people are going to be really furious about all the loved ones that they lost based on this man-made cataclysm. The world runs on bearings. There are bearings that run the generators that provide hydroelectric power. There are turbines that have bearings for gas-powered, steam-powered electric generation. There is no electricity without bearings, none, whether it's nuclear, gas, coal, wood, compost, gas, doesn't matter what it is. Electricity is manufactured with movement. A generator. They all have bearings. The bearings come from China. We're in a lot of trouble. An enormous amount of trouble. And those of your neighbors who are watching ball games on television, going to ball games, they're not going to be much help to you. You need to protect your family. And you need to do it right now. Actually, right now is really kind of late.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I just want to let you know, it looks like this Friday it's just going to be me. And I'll be talking about tips that are in my book, my unfinished, unpublished, and unavailable for purchase book that I've been writing for and to pass on to my family. I may publish it, but it doesn't look like... I don't have any really plans to publish it. I've been asked to publish it. People said they want to get it. It's kind of an interesting, at least to me, interesting book. But it's just my notes right now. So that's Friday. Gwyneth, have I said anything that you think is exaggerating, fear-mongering, inciting panic? Have I said things that would be, that you professionally and personally would consider insightful, meaning negatively insightful? Or do you think that these are just warnings that we have been, or I've been saying for weeks and weeks now about the coronavirus and how to get prepared? What are your thoughts?
I think that these are just warnings. Like I said, anything that I'm saying at the moment is just scientific hypothesis. That's where science begins. I need somebody who has the resources, who has the knowledge, the laboratory and such like, to be able to go and do these tests on coronavirus patients to go and do biopsies of their bone marrow of apparently recovered coronavirus victims to see if they have disease reservoirs in their bone marrow and what proportion of coronavirus patients have disease reservoirs in their bone marrow. Because we already know that some of them do. Okay, that has come out in the scientific research. Apparently recovered people and also dead people, people who have died of the coronavirus, they have done autopsies and they've found out in the autopsies that they have had that the virus was in the process of setting up reservoirs in the bone marrow at the time when they died. And we need to know this because we need to know how this operates. I believe that the black ops community already knows how this operates. That's why they are in such a panicked state. They know what they're dealing with. And because they know what they're dealing with, and the stupid and ironic thing is that they're telling us not to worry. They're telling us to continue life as normal when, in the meantime, they're shutting down major conferences and they're looking at having the Olympics with empty stands and they're closing must be dozens and dozens, must be over 100 universities. And they're telling us not to panic. You know, all that you need to do is you need to sit and think with your hand on your chin and go, I wonder why this is, you know, that these people are acting in this manner. And, you know, even the regular Joe, he instinctively knows that the member of the GDP, he instinctively knows that something is seriously wrong. And that, you know, that he's not being told the whole truth. And the television set and the internet tell him that the appropriate response is to go and buy toilet paper. So he does so. I believe that that's probably subliminal messaging because it makes no sense. You know, I was in Bendigo today. I had to, you know, my check came in. And I had to go and get, I had to go and top up on my groceries. And as well as that, my son needed to do some business at the bank, which really couldn't, you know, he couldn't do that any other way than at the bank. And, you know, so we went in there and there was no toilet paper to be found in Bendigo whatsoever. And even baby wipes were running low. Okay? But what was not running low was things like Weet-Bix, things like beans, rice was okay. I bought 5 bags of milk powder. All these things were still available.
That's great that you got it. All right, we'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Former Vice President Joe Biden now calling for party unity after big wins in yesterday's Democratic primaries. Biden winning at least 4 of 6 primary states, Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, and Idaho. Washington and North Dakota still too close to call, though Bernie Sanders is not giving in. He says he's looking forward to debating Biden this Sunday night.
When our vision is compared to Biden's, when we have that debate in Phoenix, I'm feeling pretty good.
That debate in Phoenix will go on as scheduled, though without the earlier planned live audience because of coronavirus concerns. Dick's Sporting Goods says it will stop selling guns at another 440 of its stores this year, building on the chain's decision after the deadly high school shooting in Parkland, Florida 2 years ago. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. George in New Hampshire, welcome.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Gwyneth.
Hey.
Glad to see, Gwyneth, you survived the fires in Australia, only to be now we're being beset by the pandemics. But I just wanted to say a couple of things. There was a story that they had found a number of graves up in Alaska that were dug up of World War One veterans that had died in that influenza epidemic that did linger for years, because my grandmother had passed away in the middle 20s from it because it lingered. And like I said, it was very opportunistic. And but they said that the Chinese has dug up some bodies of World War One veterans who were influenza epidemic victims. And they've been working on this for years, but from what I understand, this disease not only has a component of the viral infection, but it also has a component of, like you said, when it, you know, about 20% possibility of like HIV, bronchitis too, but there's also a component that I heard that it was designed so that when you're fearful and fear and panic starts to set in, it accelerates the disease. I don't know if any of you have heard about that, but there's some other things I'd like to say. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Gwyneth, do you have a comment?
Yeah.
Gwyneth, do you have a comment?
Well, fear weakens the immune system. I don't think that there's any doctor on earth that would, dispute that. So I'm not frightened of this virus because, you know, for one thing, I'm on Jesus's team. So even if I did get this disease and even if I died from it, then I would go to heaven. And it would be a very good day for me because Jesus is my Lord and Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and he died on the cross for me. And people need to make sure that they are right with the Heavenly Father, that they have accepted the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross for their sin, because he was mercilessly tortured just so that you wouldn't have to be spending eternity in hell. You know, and I'm not frightened of death. The day of my death will be a very good day for me. And, because for one thing, I'll get to see Jesus, but I'll also get to see Archie. I'll get to see my mum and my dad and my brother and all of the other people who have been believers who have passed on before me. And some of them have died horrible deaths. My brother died of melanoma, which was a terrible death because the tumour grew to be like a great bunch of liver on his skin. And poor mum could never eat liver for the rest of her life because she was the one who had to nurse him. And that must have been absolutely terrible for her. But my brother was a believer. And, so I will get to see him again. And that would be a good day for me because, this is my family, and a lot of them are not here anymore. But if you're not a believer, you'd better be frightened, because this thing is out there, and it's not going to avoid you. Okay, in fact, but on one level, you need to have that fear response to create the protective response. Okay. But on another level, you can't let the fear get to you. You have to really have an attitude of, I've done all that I can to prepare, and what will be, will be. And like I say, it helps if you have a good relationship with the Almighty. And, if anybody out there does not want to follow Jesus, you must have rocks in your head. Because why would you turn down an eternity of amazingness, basically? You can't even comprehend the good things that God has in store for you, okay, both on this earth and also in the life to come. And, I have this, please don't misinterpret what I'm about to say, because I think that it is terrible that this thing is going through the whole world. And that is, I think that in the end, over the next 3 to 5 years, that it's going to, with both the effects of the disease and with the after effects, okay, and the comorbidities, and, you know, the things like the diseases that come from large numbers of rotting corpses and all this sort of thing, people not being able to get their meds, that there will be a 90% mortality rate over the next 3 to 5 years. So you better have a good relationship with the Almighty, you know. But you've got to consider that at the moment, spiritually, I feel like I'm about 8.5 months pregnant and I just want this baby to be born. That is about, I've been pregnant twice in my life. I have been there twice in my life. I get to about 37 weeks and I'm just over the whole pregnancy thing. I want that baby to be born. I want to see my darling baby. And this is how I feel, you know. My first pregnancy, I was busy fighting the CPS for the last 6 months of the pregnancy, and my baby was born low birth weight. And my second pregnancy, I almost died in childbirth. So I didn't have a good experience of being pregnant on either of those. Although the second pregnancy actually went quite well. But, you know, when women get to about 38 weeks of being pregnant, they just want that baby to be born. And that is how I feel spiritually at the moment. And, you know, this thing is going to happen. Why don't we just get it over with? Does that make sense?
George, your thoughts?
Well, we come from a long, very long line of human beings who fought, struggled, farmed, survived umpteen number of crises over thousands of years. So we're made of sterner stuff than we might believe. The only thing is, in the last maybe 75 years or so, maybe 100 years, the life has gotten progressively softer. So what it's done is it's actually competed with our survival mechanisms, our genetics, our instincts, our belief systems, to bring us to the point now where many of us are compromised physically, spiritually, mentally, to the point where, in other words, it actually has gone and made war against the very systems like the vaccinations. It actually interferes with the natural immunity, our God-given immunity, like when it said, in other words, we're children of the Creator. Not all people are children of light, unfortunately. And I will say that from what my studies have revealed, I believe that what we've been seeing playing out over the decades is the communist infiltration and the Nazi infiltration and sympathizers in our own government that have taken over our intelligence services have set the stage, partly out of revenge, partly out of their maniac kind of outlook on life, that wants to eliminate Christianity, wants to eliminate God from the equation. And they've used this country as a battleground, and you can see the way we've been looted, we've been polluted, we've been, I won't go on and on, I'll just say that. In other words, a lot of things have been going on for a long time to set us up. And the more men and women turn away from God and basically try to basically just puff themselves up, and then they realize that they're just flesh and blood. A germ we can't even see, a bacteria we can't even see, could lay us flat. I mean, if that doesn't show the ridiculousness of the attitudes of people who are very prideful and human, think human beings can do it all by themselves without the Creator and without a son, it's insanity. And it's brought us to this brink.
George, let's say it this way. correct me if I'm wrong, George and Gwyneth, but we should all be furious with our selected and elected representatives for the vulnerable position that we are now in. They co-joined the United States at the hip with China. These elected and selected representatives have done that. They've made this happen. And then they allowed the rapid transmission of this via the airline system. Our government has done this to us. We didn't do this. They did it. I'm talking about people who said, you know, we need to deal with China. It used to be the Chinese were our enemy. It used to be called the Red Chinese. They used to be called the Communists. Now they're our friends and they make everything that we buy. We can't live without them right now. You want to buy a freezer or a refrigerator and you think you can get a U.S.-made refrigerator? Hardly. Because the compressors come from China. That is, if it has a U.S. label on it. If it doesn't have a U.S. label on it, it comes from Asia. No kidding. You just go to the big box store and look at the refrigerators and see if they have names like LG and Samsung. And then if you look really hard, you might find one that says Whirlpool. Seriously. That's where we are. They have a lot. The government has done this to us. And we should all be livid. Absolutely livid. Let me just share this with you, class. Walmart. There is a Walmart employee who has tested positively for the coronavirus in Kentucky. Now think about this. Does that employee have his own or her own restroom? No. They use the same restrooms that the customers use. Does that employee use the break room with all the other employees? Absolutely. So here we have an infected Walmart employee who uses the restroom that the customers use, who uses the breaks that the other employees use, who has probably infected at least 1,000 other customers in one day. Tell me I'm wrong. Any quick comments, George? We've got Peter in Arizona on hold.
Right. One thing is, be careful of filter masks coming out of Thailand. From what I understand, they're substituting used ones. There's one other thing I just want to say on the other side of the break. Is that all right?
Sure, sure. Yes, and then
Hello,
Peter will
I'm
be
Mike
there.
Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is in Australia, George is in New Hampshire, and Peter's in Arizona. Peter's on hold. George, quickly, please.
Okay, sure. I was going to say, there's a product called Nido, N-I-D-O. It's a Swiss company out of Mexico City that makes a whole milk, powdered milk. Now, if you go to some of the Hispanic grocery stores, you probably could still get it. You could probably get a pound and a half container, and it tastes better than the average stuff you get on the American shelves there for powdered milk. But I'm going to say this, too. This is a very soft life today. Gwyneth, you're on a farm. You burn up a lot of calories. Vincent, you're on a farm. You burn up a lot of calories. But for many of us, we have a very soft life. So that rationing or setting certain proper proportions of food is not out of line. And remember, there's other people out there, too, who are going to need this for their family. So don't buy every single can that's on the shelf. You know what I mean? Or as I've seen, I'll end it with this. I've seen it where, like the bottles of alcohol, they'll take 20 bottles and so that they feel in their mind that they haven't grabbed it all and somehow they feel a little bit better about themselves, they'll leave one container on the shelf all by itself. I'm sorry, but the idea is, look, good old American know-how, and just look back on World War II when they went through wars and they had, this is a war, we'll get through it if we stick together, we work together, and we don't let selfishness or fear, or as Roosevelt said, one of the few good things I think he said was, all we have to fear is fear itself. And I'll sign off,
George,
with that. God bless both of you. Take care.
Thank you, George. Peter in Arizona, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mitch. I appreciate it.
I have a question for you. You know, I scheduled this evening to fly out from Phoenix to L.A. and then get out to a family reunion up in Big Sur in the central coast of California. And I'm just, for all the obvious reasons, really concerned about what's going on. And I don't really know what to do. I'm in a quandary because it's a big family reunion. And everybody who's going obviously lives in California. I'm the only person who's having to fly. So I'm just second-guessing everything. And so I just wanted to kind of run that by you, what you thought.
Well, I've talked with one of our instructors who's planning on doing something similar, which is a wedding. And the husband is in the wedding party. And I said, if it were me, I would say, hey, thanks so much. I really appreciate, you know, being invited, but nah, I'm not going. Have a nice time. That's how I feel about it, because here's what you don't know. All those people who are in California who you'll be with, you don't know who they have been with and who they have been with, you know, three or four levels out. So just the plane is part of the problem. The food is another part of the problem. All the people who have been with other people, that's another part of the problem. It's huge. It's huge. And in Italy, right now, in Italy, Italy's locked down. The government of Italy has suspended mortgage payments. Why? Because businesses are failing. People are not going out. They can't pay their mortgages. There's going to be fighting in the streets if people are thrown out of their houses because they can't go to work because of this coronavirus. I'm not taking any risks whatsoever. I don't want to tell you what to do. I won't tell you what to do. But it sounds like you've thought long and hard about this.
Right? Yeah, you know, I...
You can drive. You're in Arizona, right?
Yeah, I'm in Arizona. I could drive.
Yeah, you can drive. I would consider that. I would not allow my... Well, okay. I would not allow myself to be trapped on an airplane with people I don't know. I don't know them. I don't know who I'd be sitting next to. You know, the coronavirus aerosolized, it travels 14 feet. Now, that it lodges in the air conditioning system. Air in the airplanes is recycled about 11 times. So you get 11 chances to breathe it before it's exhausted out of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds to me like you're going to be breathing it no matter what. Whether the guy that has it is in first class or in the back of the bus, it doesn't matter. You're going to be breathing it.
Yeah.
And that's what I said today about that medical business that said, you know, we're doing everything possible. That's an absolute lie. They're not doing everything possible because I know they're flying around. I know they have employees that are on airplanes. They're not doing everything possible. Would you want to go to a doctor who's going to be, you know, doing something that causes blood to be exposed, your blood, if they've been in an airplane? Would you want that?
No, absolutely not.
Peter, I can't tell you what to do. You have to make that decision. But I talked to one of our instructors who was going to hop on a plane, and I wanted to say, are you serious? Are you serious?
Right, yeah. Well, thanks, Miss. I appreciate your help, and thanks so much. God bless you.
And I would say, go with your gut.
Yeah.
Because when you go with your gut's basically just about never wrong. And if you have apprehension about getting on that plane, do not get on that plane. Listen to your gut.
Right.
Right. So, okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Peter, thank you for being part of our class.
Yeah, appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you. Peter sounds like a nice guy. Yeah. Gwyneth, it's as frightening as it could possibly be, and it's going to get worse. It's absolutely going to get worse. Gwyneth, see you next week.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.